What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
We're doing, how do you think we're doing? Why don't I ask you,
I'm going to say you're well, very well.
It's actually, we don't say well, we say strong. Okay, it's your
strong.
First week, so, but we like to say, you know, we've been, it's such bad luck with the tech stuff agency. The TSA, you know, just like the airport, they're a horrible mess, the tech stuff agency. But we're doing strong, we're doing strongly. I mean, really strongly, because all of a sudden, and they're already coming, even the haters and the losers on the left, they're calling this already the greatest political comeback in the history of our country. And I would agree. There's, you have the country of the deep state trying to destroy me. It would be like if JFK got assassinated by the CIA and Ted Cruz is dead, and then ran and won for re-election without a head in 1968.
Would you compare
that's
it,
the
like,
only
would you
excuse
be
me that's the excuse me that's the only way you'd have a better comeback, is it's like headless JFK just won the 68 election against Nixon. Unbelievable. That's basically what we're pulling off, because they tried to take me out. They tried to take my head, metaphorically and possibly literally. We don't know. We can't trust the left.
So you'd be comeback player of the year if it was like the NFL? You would win that this year?
Well, you know, that's, I don't have to come on backs because melatonin is on various birth controls, so I'd be the come in melatonin player of the year.
The NFL regular season is wrapping up, but there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 deposit. That's $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. The app is so easy to use, and there are so many different ways to bet, like live, same game parlays. Find bets in the new Explore tab. Make a parlay in the Parlay Hub, the best way to find popular parlays and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. Must be 21 and over and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700, or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 help in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York. You get it over Hamlin, who died on the football field, was brought back to life, and then actually played in the NFL season. You would get it before him.
Are you suggesting he had sex with melanoma?
No, I'm just saying if you would win the award over him for someone
how's
who
his
died
team
on
doing?
The football field.
Like, how's Harry Hamlin's team doing right now?
they just lost in the playoffs.
Okay, so good job.
The Chiefs beat them.
Good comeback. Good comeback. Bye bye. You see, well, you're an NFL guy, right? Tech stuff. You're an NFL guy.
Yes, I am.
You see this? We got in the NFC, we have the National Football Caucasians, Brock Purdy and Jared Goff. And in the AFC, we have the African football criminals, Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. So it's, We're going to have a real clash. We're going to have a civil war. We're calling it Super Bowl Civil War
Are
because
you
it's going to
automatically
be,
rooting for the NFC?
well, it's going to be two quality quarterback type individuals versus two African American, it will be nice for the census, African American, people who we call them quarter blacks. So it's the quarterbacks versus the quarter blacks. And I think it's going to tear up country apart, and I can't wait.
I think stat for stat, the quarter blacks have it over the quarterbacks.
Well, we'll see what Nick Bosa has to say. He's very strong. We call him Nick Magabosa. He's going to be like, you should see how happy that guy is. He's like, wait, if we make the Super Bowl, sir, either quarterback is going to be a black. Oh boy. And he said to me, he said, I'm going to sack the blacks. That's what he wrote that on his sneakers. Air MAGAs. I think he signed a sneaker deal with Truth Social.
I didn't know Magus made sneakers.
Air
I didn't know.
MAGAs. Instead of a swoosh, it's a noose. And our
What
saying
is that?
for and our say our saying is just hard R it.
Well, Mr. President, you had a giant week. I know New Hampshire's
We actually
tomorrow,
call
and
it,
it's you.
excuse me, we actually call it a
Big.
giant strong.
Giant strong week. You had a giant strong
No,
week.
you're using that word
Giant is a
again.
giant strong. You're right. Okay, you just said a giant strong.
There's 7 days in a
Strong.
strong,
Got
52 strongs in a year.
You had a giant strong. This strong. And everyone is dropping out. I mean, you don't even hear Chris Christie's name anymore, but you had Ramaswamy drop out. You
Bye
had
bye,
Tim Scott
Valtrex.
drop
Valtrex
out.
Rumpelstiltskin. Bye.
You had DeSantis drop out. Nikki Haley is staying with you right now. I don't know why. It's just flushing money down the toilet every single day. That's what it seems like.
Now, and her name is, we're not calling her Nikki Haley anymore. We're calling her Nimrata. That's her official Indian name. Valtrex Rumpelstiltskin told me very strongly that that's her actual, notice how Vivek didn't go by, hey, call me Dave Ramaswamy. He was proud of
No, he did
his
not. Yes.
very foreign, weird name. And Nimrata is Nikki. And how do you trust somebody? How do you trust somebody who doesn't use their own name? I don't think you can.
Now, I want to ask you about these candidates. Ramaswamy, I saw you on stage with him. You guys had a laugh and a hug. Is does his future involve the Trump administration?
Oh no, it involves if we have a strong role for him. I've said very many times, I think he's a very smart guy. Very smart. And he's also very aggressive with the fake news. So I thought, what better place? Maybe press secretary. I think he'd be a strong press secretary. And we wouldn't call him press secretary because, as you know, secretaries are women. We would call him press assistant.
You think that's an upgrade?
Executive assistant.
We could do
P,
better for him.
P-E-A, P-E-A, P, like peas in a pod.
So there's a future for him. Now, Tim Scott also dropped out, and the speech that he made, it almost seemed like he drank some Trump juice and just and let it fly. I mean, it
Well,
was
much like a Mike Pence, he actually got on his knees and offered to drink literal Trump juice. And I said,
did
no,
he
Tim, you
really?
don't have to do that. He had actually planned when he gave his speech, which was just such an energetic. I said to him, I said, Tim, if you'd shown that kind of energy on the stump for yourself, you might be still in the race. He was so much more. And he said, sir,
I just love you so much, sir, that I get more excited about you, sir, than myself, sir.
And I said, okay. And he said to me, you know what he planned on doing? He said, after I endorse you, would you mind if I tap danced on the stage? And I said, Tim, I think even that's a little too much. I think that's even a little too. And he said, sir, I'd love to tap dance, sir. Please let me tap dance for them. And I said, Tim, you've done enough. You've done enough. You're a very loyal guy. And you see, Tim Scott is getting engaged to his actress for hire fake girlfriend. How about that?
I wanted to ask you about that. But first, I just want to continue with the speech that Tim Scott said as he was, I mean, it was very improvised. And you felt like he was really shooting at the hip and like didn't really know what he was saying until it literally entered his throat. Were you nervous that he was going to say something awful where you would have to turn and just cut his mic and get him and never stand next to him ever again?
No. I knew what was in his heart, and I knew he was so pro-Trump and so excited to be part of a winning team. You know, some people don't have it, tech stuff. Some people are meant to be strong leaders, and others are meant to be goofy blacks who fake marry actresses.
Is there a spot for Tim Scott in the Trump administration?
Oh, absolutely. He sent me his resume and you know, I looked at the position he was going for, and I said, Tim, you're a senator. Why do you have to be the shoeshine guy at the White House? You're going a little too far. I love the humility. I love the humility. No, excuse me. I love the humility of Tim Scott. He's a very humble guy. But I said, you're a senator. You could be a secretary or an assistant secretary or a deputy Doug or something. But what the hell are you doing? And, you know, he said, whatever role you have for me, sir, I's take it. And I was like, what? And it was getting, honestly, you know, I like very humble blacks. That's, you know, but it was getting almost too humble.
So Tim Scott, there's a job for him. Now, he was your nemesis, and then you were on the stage with him and all buddy-buddy. Ron DeSantis, who, with your permission, will be appearing here on this episode later tonight. But what are your thoughts on him dropping out and any future in the Trump administration for him?
Well, he doesn't want to be part of the administration, and I can actually respect that because he's an alpha. You know what I mean? He wants to be the top dog. Now he walked into the wrong junkyard.